Title: Composing Around Break Accents Advanced. All right, let's get properly advanced with drum and bass composition in Ableton Live. Today's idea is simple, but it changes everything. In Jungle and DZNB, the break is not just drums. The break is a rhythmic lead instrument. It's basically talking to you in accents, loud hits, ghost note clusters, snare flams, little kick pushes, sudden open hat spikes. Those are the moments where the music wants to lean forward. So instead of stacking more layers and hoping it feels lively, we're going to do the opposite. We'll build the entire musical arrangement around the break's accent story, so the bass, stabs, atmos, and fills feel locked, urgent, and kind of inevitable. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar rolling DNB section, where a chopped break creates landmark accents, the sub and mid bass answer those accents, and the arrangement evolves by shifting which accents you respond to. Let's set it up. First, tempo. Set Ableton to 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a sweet spot. Set your grid to 1/16, and to make sure you can toggle triplets too. You're going to need both, because breaks often imply tripletish movement even when your clip looks straight. Now create tracks. One audio track for break, MIDI for sub, MIDI for mid bass, a track for stab or chord, MIDI or audio depending on your sound, an audio track for FX or atmos, and then three return tracks, one called drum verb, one delay, and one parallel crush. For drum verb, use a small room kind of reverb. Keep it short, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High pass at around 350, low pass around maybe 8 to 10k. This is not a wash, this is a space cue. For delay, use echo, try dotted eighth or quarter. Feedback around 20 to 35%. High pass around 300, low pass around 6 to 8k. Again, we're keeping it purposeful. For parallel crush, put something like drum bus into saturator. Make it spicy, like too much, because we're blending it in from the return. This return is for attitude, not subtlety. Cool. Now the break. Drag a break sample into the break track. Amen, think, hot pants anything with character. Warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Adjust transient loop length around 1/16 to 1/32 depending on how clean or crunchy you want it. The goal is, it keeps its character, but it locks to 174 without smearing. Find a clean 1 or 2 bar region. Consolidate it. That matters, because everything we do next is easier when we're composing around a consistent phrase. Now we're going to make the accents obvious. This is one of those pro but unsexy steps that saves you hours. Put EQ 8 on the break. High pass around 30 to 40 HC to remove rumble. If it's boxy, lightly dip around 250 to 450. Then make the transient speak. If you're on Live 12, try transient shaper, add attack, like plus 10 to plus 25, pull sustain down a bit. If you don't have that, use drum bus, transients up, a bit of drive, and keep boom off for now. Set clip gain so your break peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Leave headroom. We're composing, not mastering. Now here's a key move. Duplicate this break clip to a temporary audio track called Accents Guide. On Accents Guide, put a high pass filter and push it way up, like 1 to 2 kHz. Then add saturator with a lot of drive, soft clip on. The point is to make hats and snare spikes scream so you can hear and see exactly where the break is shouting. This is a composing guide. We'll mute it later, but for now it's like putting a highlighter over the rhythm. Next, we extract a rhythm map from the break. You've got two options. The quick one is to right-click the break and choose Convert Drums to New MIDI Track. Ableton will guess a drum rack pattern. It won't be perfect, that's fine. We're not looking for accurate transcription. We're looking for a usable accent skeleton. Go into that MIDI clip and delete most of it. Keep the snare lane, and then keep only a few hat spikes or strong ghost clusters that feel like landmarks. If you want more control, do it manually. Create a MIDI track called Accent MAP. Put a clicky instrument on it, like operator doing a short click or a rim shot in drum rack. Now place notes only on the main snares, usually 2 and 4, plus a couple of strong push hits around the snare, and any standout open hat or crash moment. Keep it minimal. 6 to 12 notes per bar is plenty. If you're putting an accent on every 16th, you've stopped mapping accents and started rewriting the break. Don't do that. This accent map is your conductor. Now we write the sub. And we're going to write it rhythmically first, not harmonically. On the sub track, load operator, pure sine, fast attack. Decay somewhere like 300 to 800 milliseconds, little to no sustain. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click off abruptly. Add saturator after it, just a touch, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on, then EQ if you need it, maybe low pass around 120 to 180. Now sidechain, put compressor on the sub, sidechain it from the brake, ratio 4:1, fast attack, release around 60 to 120. Dial it so you get 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on main hits. Teacher note, we're not sidechaining to be trendy. We're sidechaining so the brake can keep speaking even when the bass is heavy. The groove is the priority. Now write the sub with one note. Seriously, one note. Choose F or G to start, but it doesn't matter yet. Place sub notes just after major accents so it feels like the bass is replying. And leave space on big snare hits unless you really want weight there. In DNB, the empty space around the snare is part of why the snare feels violent. If you fill it, it gets polite. A classic approach, a short note on the downbeat, another little answer early in the bar depending on the brake's push, then a longer note that starts after the snare and carries you toward the next kick area, and maybe a small pickup right before the bar resets. But the real rule is this: don't fill every gap. The brake is talking, the bass replies. If the bass talks over it, you've lost the conversation. Now we do mid-bass, and this is where the accent map becomes magic. On mid-bass, load wave-eatable. Pick something gritty, basic shapes is fine, or a rougher wave-eatable. Add a little unison, not too much. Low-pass filter, a bit of drive. Amp envelope like a pluck. Fast attack. Decay 150 to 350. Low sustain, short release. Then build a chain. Saturator with more drive, maybe 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip-on. Then auto-filter as a high pass around 80 to 120 so it doesn't fight the sub. Then a glue compressor doing barely anything, like 1 or 2 dB. Utility if you need to manage mono below about 120. Now copy the rhythm from accent MAP into the mid-bass MIDI clip. Don't overthink it. Literally copy, paste. Then edit it like a drummer. Hat-like spikes become short notes. Snare answer moments get slightly longer notes. Pitch movement stays minimal, 1 to 3 notes. Rollers don't need jazz harmony. They need a strong rhythm identity. And here's a practical move that makes it feel like it's already mixed. Add the velocity MIDI effect. Set it to compression mode. Add drive around 20 to 40%. Now your mid-bass naturally leans into the same dynamic shape as the break accents. Now stabs and chords. This is where a lot of producers ruin their groove by trying to make it bigger. Make a stab using simpler with a chord sample, or analog with a simple saw chord. Immediately high pass it aggressively like 200 to 400 Hz. Stabs don't need low end in DNB, they need timing and bite. You can add a touch of redux if you want texture and send it to delay. Maybe a touch of drum verb. Composition rule. One stab per half bar is often enough. Sometimes one stab per two bars is enough. Play stabs only on important accents, on a snare for the classic thing, or on an offbeat hat spike, or on a turnaround moment at the end of a phrase. Try this trick. Don't stab on every snare. Stab on bar 2 only, then switch to bar 4. You'll feel an arrangement happen instantly, with the exact same sounds. Now we turn the loop into an arrangement using accents as structure. Think 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4 are the statement. Break is full, sub is simple on the root, mid-bass is sparse, answering only two accent clusters. One stab on bar 2 or bar 4. Bars 5 to 8 are variation A. Duplicate the break and do one micro edit. Reverse a tiny hat tail, or replace a small fill slice. Add one or two extra mid-bass notes, but only if they're answering existing accent moments, not inventing new ones. Add a short riser or impact into bar 9. Bars 9 to 12 are variation B, darker. Introduce call and response at the arrangement level. Bars 9 and 10, mid-bass speaks more. Bars 11 and 12, stabs answer while bass pulls back. Automate the mid-bass filter slightly opening, so the energy changes without adding more notes. Bars 13 to 16 are turnaround. Add a break fill in bar 15 to 16, a 1/16 stutter on the last beat, or a classic amen turnaround. Then cut the sub for one beat before the loop returns. That little vacuum creates tension and makes the restart feel like a drop, even if nothing new happens. Here's an Ableton-specific trick. Clip gain envelopes on the break. Go into the clip, show envelopes, choose clip gain, and boost just 2 or 3 hits per 2 bars by 1 to 3 dB. You just compose new accents without adding any layers. Now, extra coach notes, because this is where advanced becomes real. Once your notes are in the right spots, start using timing, not just placement. Pick one anchor transient, usually the main snare. and keep it dead on the grid. Everything else can breathe. Try pushing mid-bass hits that answer hats slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. That makes them snap with hat spray. Try pulling stabs slightly late, like plus 8 to plus 18 milliseconds, so they feel like aftershocks instead of competing with the transient. In Ableton, you can do broad nudges with track delay at the bottom of the mixer, or do it note by note by turning the grid off and nudging by ear. This is one of those you feel it more than you see it things. Next, build a hierarchy of accents so everything doesn't compete. Think of your accent map as three tiers. Primary accents are the main snare backbeats. Don't overcrowd those. Secondary accents are pre-snare and post-snare pushes. Great for bass bites. Tertiary accents are hat chatter peaks. That's ear candy territory. Rule of thumb. In any one bar, only one element dominates each tier. So if mid-bass owns the secondary pushes in bar 1, maybe stabs take that role in bar 2. That's arrangement, without adding sounds. Now a smarter sidechain method. If your break is super busy and the sidechain is pumping constantly, instead of sidechaining from the full break, make a cleaner trigger. Duplicate the break, high pass it harder up to like 2 to 5k, and gate it so only the loudest transients get through. Use that gated signal as your sidechain input for sub and mid. Now the pump follows accent moments, not constant hat activity. This helps a lot with breaks that have non-stop 16th hats. Do a quick reality check. The accent masking audit. Mute everything except the break and one layer. Just break and sub, or break and mid, or break and stab. Ask, can I still hear the break sentence endings, the little fills and turnarounds? And, is my layer outlining the accent story, or blurring it? If it blurs, shorten note lengths first. That's the fastest fix. Then reduce distortion or sustain. Then adjust timing. Most people reach for EQ first, but rhythm masking is often the real problem. Let's add a few advanced variation ideas you can try if you want it more producer-y without getting messy. 1. The negative answer technique. Pick one signature accent cluster, like a busy 1/16 run. In bar 1, mid-bass answers it. In bar 2, remove the answer completely and instead place a single stab after it. The listener expects the response and you deny it. That contrast becomes a hook. 2. Accent rotation. This audio version is shortened for playback.